Morning. Am I on? You all can hear me all? Well, we all from the south or know it, huh? You know, as we have our time to speak, we always want to do what God wants, right? We want to say what He wants said because He knows everything. He knows every need in here, who needs what touched, how, whatever. This morning, God touched us in a different way. There's prayer. Isn't that good? God wants us to be blessed. He desires us to be blessed. In order to be blessed, we have to obey Him. You can't be a bad person and try to get blessed. It kind of don't work, I don't believe. I can remember when I was a bad person, I got spanked. That was not a blessing. But that was a correction. You think God corrects us? Sure He does. He wants us to be what He wants us to be. And the only way we're going to be that is to obey Him and do what He encounters for us, the way He has it for us. So in Proverbs, there's a lot of good things. And it brings and tells us what and how we should act. Let's go to chapter 2 in Proverbs. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments in your heart, let me say that once more. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments in your heart and incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice to understanding, if you seek it as silver, which is monetary, and search for it for hidden treasures, then you will understand how to worship the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Isn't that something? Whoever thought that was in God's Word? What a statement, isn't that? Oh, it's so good. For it is the Lord who gives wisdom. Out of His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Wow. So how do we get this? Do you only get it by someone standing up here telling you? Or is there another way? I think there's another way. Let's go to chapter 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. How many of you know the Ten Commandments? Got 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, we're getting more hands up. That's good. Do you know all 10 of them? We sometimes may have to read them to get all 10 of them. But why did God do it? Why did God give us 10 commandments for us to know how to be what He wants us to be? Did He do that just to have something to do? No. He did that for purpose, didn't He? That purpose is kind of like a law. When you drove here this morning, was there any law-abiding things on the side of the road that told you what you should do? Like speed limit? Like yellow line down the center? You're not supposed to cross that when that's there? Those are laws, aren't they? And if we obey those laws, we will get along fine. If we don't, there's ramifications, isn't there? If you're caught speeding, you may get your license taken away. If you pass on the yellow, you might hit somebody head on. Today, people don't obey that. I drive 16 miles a day to work. I'm on Highway 213. And I kid you not, somebody is always passing me going uphill on a yellow line. It's crazy. I mean, I slow down. I have to because I could be involved with that accident if somebody was coming up over top the hill. That's why it's there. But people are so inconsiderate, they don't care. They don't care about nothing. All they care about is themselves. I got to get out of here. They probably overslept or late for work. I don't know. But that's what laws are for, is to protect us, isn't it? So these are important things, really important things. So when I think about God's laws, we have to look at what they mean. It's very important that we understand what they mean to us. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What is a god? We know God as our God, the Father, don't we? But you know, we can have something else as a god. We can have something else that we worship or pay attention to more than God, our Father. Something that you put higher than yourself. You rely on some other form. Wow. How about remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? What day is this? This isn't Monday, is it? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, this is Sunday. This is the Sabbath day. I suppose we could get legal and try to figure in the Bible that really today is not the Sunday of the Sabbath. Duh. We acknowledge today as the Sabbath. We as Americans, okay? God says for us to remember it and keep it holy. So you choose the day that you want to keep God holy in your life. Today is a good day to do it. So by understanding these things and living according to what he tells us, he blesses us. How many in here want to be blessed? My goodness, everybody raising their hand up. Why in the world do you want to raise to be blessed for crying out? That don't make sense. Huh, we all want to be blessed, don't we? Some of us may want to be blessed monetarily. You don't have a big wad of money in your back pocket. Some of us may just want to be blessed to be healthy. But some of us just may want to take and praise our God and be blessed that way. That's the highest one of all. The monetary stuff is going to be gone. But God's in eternity. Someday, we will all be in eternity, somewhere. Where have you chosen? Have you chosen God for your eternal land? You know, there just was a funeral for Mrs. Bush. And you know, it's amazing how much God gets talked about at funerals, isn't it? We have to go to a funeral to hear about God. Why don't we hear about him in our life? Ah, today we hear about him in our life, don't we? Today is God's day. So we should hear and adhere to what we hear about God today and honor him as remembering the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Can we get excited about God? What do we have to get you excited? I know. $1,000. Would that do it? I'm sure some would get excited about that. Sorry, I don't have any. But we need to get that same excitement about God. We do. We have to remember his day and keep it holy. Remember what he has done for us at the cross and keep it holy. Remember where we're going to be going when we have the lights go out in our little life. We got to get excited about this, people. If we have long faces living this way, what do you think it's going to be like if you don't make it? It's not going to be very good, is it? But to love Jesus and to honor him is the most important thing that any of us can do. He gave us guidelines. Read them. Remember them. Live by them. Adhere to them. I guarantee you it will change your life. There won't be any long faces. My goodness, why have a long face if you know where you're going? Oh, you know. So I'm 75 years old. Okay, I'm Lou, you're what, 80-something, 90-something? I wonder where he really is at, huh? But the joy of the Lord is Lou's strength. He loves the Lord. So we know, no doubt, when his lights go out, where he's going to be smiling. And I want all of us to be that same way. I want you all to know that God is so important in your life that your countenance, your face, your heart, your attitude is to glorify Him. And then all things become better. If we focus on the important thing, the little things don't mean tiddly squat. They do not bother you. Focus on Jesus and you'll be blessed. Thank you.